Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Hector Barreto back on the show. Hector, as you know, folks, is the chairman of the Latino Coalition. And for many years, he was the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration during the Bush 43 tenure. And he is currently a member of the board of directors of the United States Small Chamber of Commerce. And he is a member of the Minority Business Hall of Fame, and he's been a member of my brain trust now for 15 years. He's our good friend, Hector Barreto. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's always great to be with you and your listeners, and I always look forward to it. So thank you, my friend.
Good to have you back, as always. Hector, the economy for out here on Main Street has got small business owners pretty excited. The NFIB's index, which we'll report on probably, I think, next week again, is just looking better and better all the time. We recently polled our audience. This is a real important indicator, Hector, about whether they were planning a vacation. I mean, here we are at 1st of May, and we said, are you going to be able to take a week off, a weekend off, or no vacation? And two-thirds already are planning to take off a full week this summer for vacation. That is almost unheard of, and certainly for the last 15 years. What do you think?
Well, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I would say to you that that's probably a leading indicator. And what I mean by that is that they're confident that things are going to get better. If they weren't, they definitely would not take time off from their businesses. They wouldn't leave their employees, and they wouldn't be spending that money. So I mean,
or be able to tell this much in advance if that's what their plans were.
That's right. You know, we just got some numbers that came out last week, and we're going to get some more numbers this week. But the trend is going in the right direction. You know, we have an unemployment rate now that's under 4%. You know, when I was in government, 5% was considered to be complete employment. So we're under that. And a lot of the sectors that were shedding jobs have slowed that down. So, you know, you saw some letting of jobs in the tech sector, and now you're seeing that go down. And you're starting to see a spike up in other industries as well. I mean, healthcare is an industry that, you know, continues to grow. And, and there's going to be a lot of other industries that you're going to see that spike up. So, you know, that is probably, you know, we were talking about this just a little bit ago. You can get distracted with all the stuff that's coming out of D.C., but there's something really going on in this country. And we're not out of the woods yet, but I'm telling you that I really feel like the environment is there for us to continue to grow with the tax cuts, with the regulatory rollback.
What are you seeing across the way? You're a national leader. You've got a perspective on the country. What are you seeing out there from a standpoint of communities, organizations trying to prepare our workers for 21st century jobs? Isn't that one of our big challenges right now because of the availability of jobs that without having the qualified people?
No doubt about it, Jim, and I'm glad that you brought that up. And this is something that our organization is involved with as well, and that is creating opportunities for the jobs of the future. And not all the jobs of the future are going to require, you know, the traditional degrees that you get out of a higher university. A lot of these are technical skills, especially with regards to the new technology that's coming out, but other industries that are going to be needing these kinds of workers. So apprenticeship kinds of opportunities, mentor-protege opportunities are very important. You know, we're working very closely with the Secretary of Labor on their apprenticeship program. This is something that the president instructed them to do some months back. And so these are, you know, we've got to get ready, like you said, for the opportunities that are going to be coming. Otherwise, we're going to continue to be looking for these employees that we need in other places rather than looking for them right in front of us.
And one thing that's happening right now, Hector, is we're dispelling the myth that the more technology we have, the less jobs we're going to have. That's not happening right now. I mean, jobs are being moved around. There's no question about that. But when you've got full employment, like we have now in terms of the numbers, and there's still 6 million jobs going wanting, 2 million of them in manufacturing, that's, you know, all those people have got plenty of technology, but yet they're still wanting more employees.
Right. And you know, there was so many businesses that we didn't even know about, you know, 10 years ago, you know, the Ubers of the world, you know, the Spotify's, and all these technology companies that are creating thousands and thousands of new jobs. But also every small business has got to get up to speed. And I know this is something that you spend a lot of time thinking about and writing about.
Right.
And that is, what do small businesses need to be doing to look around the corner for them to be competitive? You know, technology cuts both ways. It can level the playing field. But if you don't know how to use it, it can also put you at a disadvantage.
It's a disruption or an opportunity. It's going to be one or the other for sure. Hold on to that thought. TheLatinoCoalition.com is Hector's website, and he and I will be right back. We're going to talk about healthcare, some of the new exciting stuff going on with healthcare after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.